Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you join us today as we face the issues. Looking forward to our broadcast and discussion today on the issues. We're talking about hope in a hopeless world. How do we have hope in a hopeless world? I don't know about you, but I meet a lot of people that seem to have gotten to the point of being in a rut, as we used to call it back in the olden days, as our boys call it. But there's a sense of hopelessness among so many today that have the feeling it's hopeless, I'm helpless, I can do nothing. I'll just sit in silence and allow the old world to just roll on by and not be involved and not say anything, not being salt and light. How do we have hope in a hopeless world? We're going to be talking about that today. We'll be talking about some of the issues that we're faced with in society. We'll ask the question of one of our very special guests that we'll introduce in just a moment. But we're going to be asking some of the questions about how do we have hope in a hopeless world today. Some of the things that's taking place, we're watching Russia and China being armed, angry, aggressive, and awaiting an opportunity to take America down. Will that happen in 2022? We're watching the major push for a total totalitarian form of government to overthrow our constitutional republic. Will that happen in 2022? Will there be hope for us in the future beyond what we're seeing today? As we look at the scripture, we understand that the scripture is the first, foremost, and the final authority. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book, as I like to call it. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And furthermore, he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that ought to be the main focus for Christians, in particular in America today and around the globe. It is truth that is denied, rejected, and repulsed by so many today in society. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that made a profound statement when he said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place today. Perhaps, I don't know about you, but I see that happening today more than any other time in my lifetime. This is the reason I appreciate the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint and his profound statement in relationship to truth. This article says, DeMint warns America's decline linked to the death of truth. He said, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in America today. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what we see taking place, and I've said for many, many years, that the problems that we see in America today, socially, economically, politically, economically, and otherwise, we find can go right back to the root cause from the pulpits in America. What has not been said, what has not been preached, what has not been done, the authority that's not been taken based on the authority of the Word of God. And as a result of that today, we find the Christian church, we find Christianity being demeaned and forced into a closet and declining on a national basis. Let me just simply tuck this in. Across America, according to the Barna Report, 6% of American Christians, 6% of American Christians claim to have a biblical worldview. And only 4% of the millennial 18 to 35-year-old age group, only 4% have a biblical worldview. And out of that 4%, 57% of the 4% believe that lying, cheating, stealing, the sodomite lifestyle, abortion, et cetera, are all okay. That should give you a clue as to why we're where we are in society today when it comes to morals and ethics and values. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my mantra each and every day on this broadcast. That's my modus operandi, and I believe that it ought to be each one that's listening today if you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. We ought not to be hopeless, even though society seems to be hopeless today, and the world seems to be spinning out of control and hopelessness. May I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. It's right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. There's a gigantic flag, 165-foot flagpole standing, can be seen from the horizon across the city almost. When you find that flag and flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com. Toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe ought to be addressed, especially as we look across the horizon into what will be considered a new year. 2022 is rapidly approaching, and I believe we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, today what is taking place in society. We are watching today a decline in the morals, the ethics, and the values and faith in our society. Some are simply feeling so hopeless that they do not want to get out of bed. Some are so hopeless and helpless that they sit on the couch and just munch potato chips all day and not having anything to do. Some just simply do not want to be involved. And I say, don't, please do not just sit in silence and do nothing. Although, ladies and gentlemen, the world appears to be in a position that we've forgotten God. The world seems to have forgotten God, abandoned morals, abandoned ethics, abandoned anything that is called biblical Christianity. In fact, we're watching in Europe as Europe becomes a heathen society where there is less than 2% considered Christians in all of Europe today. And we're finding that to be concerning because we see America headed in the same position. We've forgotten God. We've abandoned the morals and the ethics. We're rushing headlong, ladies and gentlemen, into oblivion. But believers still have hope. And our hope and our confidence and our trust is not in the world, but in the Word. It's not in the political system, but in the power of God. Our hope is not in a government, but in God. In fact, two or three verses that I'd like to just add to this dialogue and discussion today before we introduce our special guest. Psalms 42:5 says, hope thou in God. Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed whose hope the Lord is. 1 Timothy 1:1 says, Jesus Christ is our hope. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you, do not be in despair. Do not feel hopeless and helpless because we have hope today because of a relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the things that we see taking place that's causing so many, even that consider themselves Christians, to have a sense of helplessness and hopelessness is what's taking place on a global basis and right here in America. This so despairing for those of us that watch the eschatological clock of God coming to fruition. It's just, this headline article says, it's just sick. Bible Museum portrays Jesus Christ as Queen of Heaven. This is simply man trying to bring God down to man's own level. This is Dateline December the 27th. A Bible museum in Germany has staged an LGBTQ-themed exhibit that proclaims to all, you are good as you are. And it seems, and it's been slammed as profane perversion by Franklin Graham. Decision Magazine reported last week on the project that at the Bible Museum, listen, it's a Bible museum in Frankfurt, Germany, that's on display for 6 months made blatantly false claims about biblical teaching, including the Bible, that the Bible contains LGBTQ themes. Featured in the display, encourage visitors to take a look at diversity or of gender identities from biblical and modern times and find a divine answer that fits all questions. You are good as you are. As a figurine of Ashtaroth, a pagan fertility god, and the image of New Adam, which the report describes as two-headed creature with both male and female features. Also featured was a play called The Gospel According to Jesus, Queen of Heaven, which was authored by a transgender. The idea that there's an LGBTQ theme in the Bible is a lie, Frank and Graham told Fox News. When homosexuality is mentioned in the Bible, it is mentioned as sin. It's mentioned as rebellion against God and associated with God's judgment. Any suggestion that Jesus Christ is transgender is only false. It's just sick. This is simply man trying to bring man down to his own level, Frank and Graham says. That's what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. It is a sanitizing the globe of anything that is called God and godliness, morals, ethics, and values. Tony Perkins said just a few months back, based on the 83 executive orders that Joe Biden had already put into place, Tony Perkins said that 60% of those 83 executive orders, 63%, were against faith, against family, and against freedom of Americans and the God-loving Americans in our nation today. Here's an article that says that the professor, a law professor, wants to edit the Bill of Rights to enact restrictions on free speech and make the Second Amendment about bodily autonomy. A law professor proposed Monday that two major edits must be made to the United States Constitution in order to place new restrictions on First Amendment and the Second Amendment. He says, and I quote, the First and Second Amendments tend to be interpreted in aggressively individualistic ways that ignore the reality of conflict among competing ideas, end quote. He goes on to say both amendments would be improved by explicitly situating individual rights within the framework of domestic tranquility and the general welfare as set forth in our preamble in the Constitution. The professor proposed a First Amendment to be edited to make explicit that freedoms of expression that harm equality should be met with accountability, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to infer today and trying to get you to understand is that we're in a quagmire in our nation and around the globe. We're facing what many see as a hopeless situation in a hopeless society when we ought to place our hope and trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, not in God, not in the government, but in God. In fact, I'm looking at an article, does not have an author's name on it. It says, we're in an anti-Christian age. Our times now force us to be courageous. They demand of God's people radical holiness. They require that we live boldly as Christians in the face of darkness that surrounds us. What is at stake is no less than the cause of Christ in our country and around the world. I cannot overstate the importance of being a generation that courageously fights for faith and freedom. The persecution here in culture is cultural and legal. In a nation founded on Christian principles and purposes, we are now experiencing systematic opposition to the Christian gospel and Christian people in this country. Our Lord is mocked in popular media. Our churches are embattled, facing the enemies today, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, how should we then live? What ought to be our response to what we see taking place around us? What do we think will be happening in the next 12 months that is before us? One article that I'm looking at, the headline title, Finding Real Hope and a World Gone Mad. Record-setting inflation that is rapidly making all Americans poorer. A full-scale invasion by millions of illegal aliens across the nation's southern border. Tyrannical COVID policies are decimating America's economy. Solidarity and confinement and brutal treatment of the January 6th political prisoners in the bowels of Washington, D.C. The outrage of the Biden administration seems endless. Article further states in a long paragraph, and I'll read it, make a transition, introducing our special guest. Indeed, hiding behind a weak and shockingly senile puppet president, today's radicalized Democratic Party and its media propagandists are audaciously attempting a full-scale Marxist reset of America, one aimed at overturning capitalism, upending the U.S. Constitution with its limited government and individual rights, and reimagining America's key institutions of liberty. Everything from stacking the Supreme Court to repealing the Senate's filibuster rule to defending the nation's police, defunding the nation's police, to eliminating the fossil fuel sector, for eradicating suburbs. The more fundamental and ultimately consequential war being fought today within America is one being waged against the American mind, with a never-ending wave of assaults literally targeting America's core values, religious faith, historical memory, love of country, and happiness. Indeed, our very sanity is being challenged, end quote. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I've tried to set the stage, put the plate before us as to what we see taking place. Should we look at it as being hopeless, or should there be hope? I believe we should place our hope and trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I believe that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. I believe that we need to place our trust in Him. I want to hear from you today. In just a moment, we'll open the lines. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're blessed to have today with us Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former Florida District 1 representative. He's with us today, and we want to discuss a few of these things that America's faced with. We want to discuss what he sees as taking place in the new year that is before us. We want to ask him some questions about what Christians and conservatives and patriots ought to do in a decaying, what seemingly is a hopeless society. Congressman Hill, welcome today to Let's Face the Issues.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for having me, and it's always a pleasure to be with you on this show. And also to listen to your monologue as you started. You always say such great things, in particular that we should always seek and speak the truth. I'm honored to be with you today, Dr. Youngblood.
It's always our honor and blessing. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm always honored and blessed immensely when I'm not at the microphone that Congressman Hill can host for me. There's not a whole lot of people that I trust at the microphone hosting for me, but I trust him explicitly and implicitly. And I always have the joy of knowing that it's in safe hands when I'm not on the air in person, but someone is hosting for me. And that is Congressman Hill. Congressman, you've heard the monologue, and I know it was kind of rambling because I wanted to cover a large amount of space and time for our listeners to be able to ingest and understand where we are, what we're doing, what's happening in America. And based on what we see happening in America and around the world today on a global basis, what do you see? What are some of your thoughts in relationship to where we're going in 2022? You can do a little rambling, as I called it first, and then we're going to pin it down with some specifics about some issues that we're faced with in America, and what do you feel it's going to do, and how it will entangle the American people in the next year.
Well, first of all, I would say, Dr. Youngblood, is what we need to recognize, and why it is always so important to study history, is that this is not the first time the United States or even the world has found itself in such dire straits. The United States had to go through not one, but two great awakenings, revivals that took place in this land because even though it was founded on Christian principles, it was found to be leaving those principles that society was degrading itself by leaving its first love, and that is of Jesus Christ and His church. And so great awakenings were required. These were revivals where preachers would go across the land preaching the gospel, preaching the word of God, and they were not accepted readily. They were not embraced. In fact, everywhere Whitfield went, oftentimes he was pelted with stones and rotted food and decried and berated for what he was saying. But because God's word does not go out void,
Amen.
It was able to bring great revival to this land. That is what we are going to need again. We can look at the entire earth. There were times when it seemed that only death and destruction was the rule of the day. When you look at World War I, there was the entire world was at war and killing each other. World War II was even worse. The entire world was at war and killing each other. And each time we have been able to come out of it, and I believe it is because of the church. The church must rise up. First of all, the church must not comply with the debauched culture that is around us today. Do not give in to what you are seeing on social media. Do not give in to what you are hearing or watching on the news or on the network TVs or cable TV. It is debauchery, and we are not to become a part of it. We are not to comply. We are instead to be a shining light, showing people that what Christendom does is it brings hope. It brings faith. It brings love. And in fact, Dr. Youngblood, you're very familiar with this verse, I'm sure. It's 1 Corinthians 13:13. It said, "And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love."
Yes, yes, yes.
And the greatest of these is love. Now, if we break down each one of those, the first one, faith. These three remain. That means they are not going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will remain forever. And faith, hope, and love are going to remain. And I had a friend say to me one time, "Mike, why on earth will we need faith and hope in heaven?" I said, "Because you have to understand what faith, hope, and love actually are." Faith. First of all, what is faith? Of course, we all know that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's in Hebrews chapter 1. But we also have in 2 Corinthians 4:13, "We having the same spirit of faith." I hope your listeners caught that, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
Faith
yes.
is called a spirit. "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, 'I believed, and therefore have I spoken.' We also believe, and therefore speak." In other words, faith is the Holy Spirit. And because we believe what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, we speak his word.
Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. So the greatest of these is love. Next is hope. Okay, what is hope? Colossians 1, verse 26 and 27 tells us that there is a mystery or a sacred secret, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Hope of glory. Amen.
Christ is called our hope. He is our hope. He is the one that we look to that sustains us. What is hope means that you expectantly look forward to the future. So faith, these three remain: faith, hope, and love. Faith being Amen. The Holy Spirit, hope being Jesus himself, and then love. We read in 1 John 4:7-8 that for beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And that's why it says the greatest of these is love. These three remain: faith, hope, and love. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, the Son of God, and love, God himself. The greatest of these is love. Dr. Youngblood, that's our answer. We must keep our eyes on faith, hope, and love.
Congressman Hill, I am delighted that you have said that. You've spoken it so eloquently, and as you use the term, spot on, and I believe it actually is. But with that being said, let's package it and look at it in this fashion. What you've said is correct. That is where we ought to live. That's where our confidence ought to be, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Now, with that being said, so many today say, well, I believe in God. I'm trusting in Jesus. I'm not going to worry about what's happening in the world. I'm not going to be involved in it. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to be passive and say and do nothing. And I think personally that that is the wrong approach for a Christian. I think that we need to be salt and light. I think that we need to take a stand and be involved. And you're saying the same thing, but what I'm wanting our listeners to understand is that these things, faith, hope, and love, are correct. These things we ought to be immersed in our lives and placing our hope in God and not in government. But with that being said, there's a lot of folks today that take the attitude and the philosophy that they ought not to say anything or do anything. It's my opinion, Congressman, that during the year of 2022, and as I've said before, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as Amos said in the little book of Amos, the 7th chapter, verses 14 and 15. He said, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, and neither am I. But at the same time, I think that God gives us insight and wisdom based on what we see happening, based on the authority of the eschatological truth of the Word of God. And it's my opinion, Congressman, I want your thoughts on this. I believe that by before the first half of 2022, Joe Biden will be removed from office. But I believe the way that's going to take place, and I want our listeners to understand, want them to call if they've got ideas, thoughts, or suggestions, or otherwise opinion. And that number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I believe Joe Biden will be removed from office, but I believe the first thing they're going to do is remove Kamala Harris. I believe they will remove Kamala Harris, then the puppeteer that's moving the puppet, Joe Biden, those behind the scene that's controlling the Oval Office, will then replace Kamala Harris with either Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, or Nancy Pelosi. And then with the new vice president in office, we'll make a move for the 25th Amendment to be enacted to remove Joe Biden. I believe that by this time next year at the latest, and I could be wrong, and I'd love to have your opinion on it and your thoughts, I believe that we will find a new president, a new vice president seated in the Oval Office running this nation. What are your thoughts? We've got about a minute and a half before our news break. Touch on that and give us your thoughts on it. Is it possible?
Well, I think it's very plausible and possible, Dr. Youngblood, but I shudder at the thought of that happening.
Yes.
Because if it does, it'll be very dark times here in our nation, and it'll be even more important for the church to rise up. The reason I say that is because they have already demonstrated, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Nancy Pelosi, all three have demonstrated that they have no regard for our Constitution at all.
Yes.
A document that is based and founded on Christian principles of life, liberty, and property, pursuit of happiness. It champions the right of the individual. And all those that you mentioned, Obama and Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, they care nothing about the rights of the individual and instead only care about their own power and their own wealth. So what you're saying is a scenario that is certainly plausible, but I pray and hope it doesn't happen, because it would be dark times in America.
Absolutely. And Congressman, I'm looking at a headline that says, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said, we have a communist form of government in charge today. I believe that's what we see happening. We're watching the tectonic shift from the constitutional republic to a communist form of government. And we, Congressman, I want to talk more about that after the top of the hour news. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. Stay tuned to Let's Face the Issues. We're going to talk about this and other matters that I believe should be important to every child of God, to every Christian, as we enter into 2022. Hang in there, ladies and gentlemen, for the top of the hour 1 minute news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.